Hey everybody, and welcome back to Storytime with Shade. Thank you so much everybody for being here and tuning in. So we just got one chapter of the escape room this week, but next 2 weeks from now, we are going to have the finale episode, which will probably be a good chunk longer than the rest of them, so tune in for that. But before we jump into this week's episode, Orange Hat Film Productions, our sponsor, has another exciting project that they've just announced titled Vent. It's the debut from writer-director Tad Belan, and it's scheduled to release this fall. It was actually filmed last summer in Petrolia, Ontario, so for any more information, please go check out our amazing sponsor, Orange Hat Film Productions, for updates on upcoming projects. And while you're there, please check out some of their other stuff. There's a whole bunch on their website at orangehatfilmproductions.com. Thank you once again, guys, for sponsoring the podcast. And we're just going to jump right into this chapter of the escape room. Again, hope you guys have really been enjoying it so far. And here we go. Chapter 16. Lex entered the escape room at a run, knocking the door down for a second time and ignoring the sign that Teeth had placed there. He knew that time was of the essence. If he didn't make it back before Teeth, there was a fair chance both those young men would be torn apart, and Lex refused to let that happen. He flew down the stairs and let out a sigh of relief as Felix stood to greet him, holding his gun. "I was ready to shoot it, if it came back," he said. "Good," Lex said. "I'd like it back now, if that's okay." Felix passed the weapon from another world through the gap in the bars without hesitation, and Lex took it and stuffed it in a pocket of his coat. "You actually came back." Lex let a small smile creep across one corner of his mouth. "I told you I would. Now let's get you out of here." Lex reached into another large pocket of his overcoat and pulled out the cutter, another item of his that looked like something futuristic and odd, almost steampunk in its design. The handle was steel with a few protruding gears and knobs that Lex activated before a glowing blue blade, the same glow that he had unleashed from his hands earlier, surged out of the handle with a crackle of electricity. Lex turned to Felix's cell, but he stopped him. No, wait, help him first," he said, nodding towards Jeremy, and Lex turned. He crouched outside of Jeremy's cell and started cutting away at the bars with the blue blade, using a couple quick saw motions to get through a bar. "It's not quite a lightsaber, but damn, it's pretty close. Where the fuck did this guy come from? What other tricks does he have up the sleeves of that coat of his?" Felix wondered as he watched Lex go to work at the bars to Jeremy's cell. It only took a minute for Lex to get through, and when he did, he quickly freed Jeremy of his chains and then turned back to Felix, turning a knob on the blade to turn it off and then tossing it through the bars to him.
"Your turn. I just need to check on him. He's not doing well. Just don't point it towards yourself when you turn it on."
And with that, he climbed into Jeremy's cell once more. Felix now held the second piece of equipment from this man, and it felt equally, if not more so, dangerous than the first. At least the other one had a trigger. He held it at arm's length and reached out with his left arm to slowly turn a knob on the side of the handle. He could feel a small vibration from within the machine, and so he turned the knob a little more, and a bright blue light emerged from the handle, forming a neon blade that crackled with power. He wasn't sure what kind of damage it would do to human flesh, but he had no intention of finding that out. He carefully knelt down and started sawing at the bars. Surprisingly, after only a few seconds of sawing, he broke through the first one. There was no smoke or signs of burning, so what was it that he was doing to the steel right now? "God damn it, focus, Felix," he thought to himself as he went to work at the next bar of the cage. Meanwhile, Lex was done with his initial prognosis on Jeremy, and to say the least, it was bleak. Lex himself had magics in place to protect him, but this child had no such thing, and as such, the wounds the Teeth had inflicted would be deadly unless treated, and soon. He frowned down at him with one hand on his temple, pondering the best course of action. Technically, his job was to capture or kill beings that were in the wrong world, not to save those that were caught up in the crossfire. And yet...
Hang on, kid,
Lex said, as he put an arm around Jeremy and helped him to his feet. Felix was still working on sawing through the bars in his cage when he noticed something out of the corner of his eye. He thought he saw a figure move quickly through the darkness, but when he turned, there was nothing there.
We need to return to my world. Our magic can heal him, though it's a lot harder to get back with multiple people.
Lex trailed off as a small bit of dust fell from the ceiling. His eyes moved upwards, and hanging from the ceiling like a man-sized spider was teeth. His stretched and sharpened limbs splayed out and his eyes glinting madly in the darkness. He dropped with eerie speed over top of Lex, taking him to the ground and knocking Jeremy away.
Oh, fuck, 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 Felix muttered, as he hastily continued to saw at the bars to his cell.
Jeremy stood, dazed and pale, both a renewed vigor, and charged at the creature who had maimed him, screaming wildly. Teeth was on top of Lex and was furiously beating him, Lex blocking whatever blows he could, but seemingly unable to wrestle the creature off of him. Jeremy tackled Teeth and they both went sprawling into the sand, giving Lex time to get to his feet. Felix was close now. He only needed to get through a couple more bars and then he'd be able to squeeze himself out and help. His eyes darted between the creature and Jeremy, who had joined the fray despite his injuries and was now in serious trouble.
Jeremy, hold on!
Teeth screeched loudly at Felix before turning back to Jeremy, and it sent a shiver down Felix's spine, but didn't slow him from the task at hand. Scrambling to his feet, Teeth swung at Jeremy with one sword-like arm, and grazed his cheek with one of his claws, sending a fresh splatter of blood into the sand. He had gone for the throat, but had just missed, and now Lex was back on him, grappling with Teeth before landing a few hard punches on his mouth, sending a few serrated teeth and a pile of blood spilling out onto the soft sand underfoot. Felix cut through the final bar necessary to free himself and tumbled onto the increasingly blood-soaked sand of the basement of the escape room. Jeremy scrambled to his side and helped him to his feet, and the two friends turned to face Teeth, still grappling with Lex and swinging his bladed hands ferociously. Felix turned to Jeremy and looked down at the stump where his right hand used to be, feeling a little sick. His friend was still pale and bleeding, but his eyes were now clear and full of rage. Felix, realizing this may be their only chance, said,
"You know, we don't have to do this. We can run. Escape. This isn't our fight, Jeremy."
Jeremy lifted his severed right arm and looked at the place where his hand used to be, and then passed it at the brawl still ensuing between Lex and Teeth.
"It is, though, Felix. This is my fight now. You can get out of here if you want, but this thing fucking ate my hand."
Felix nodded solemnly. A part of him was certain that this is how it would have gone. He'd only known Jeremy a few years, and though he was small in stature, he was large of heart. He handed Jeremy the glowing blue knife and put a hand on his shoulder.
"I came this far, didn't I? Let's kill this fucking thing."
And that is it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. So stay tuned. In 2 weeks' time, we will have the epic conclusion to the escape room. I hope you guys have been enjoying the story as much as I've enjoyed writing it. As I've mentioned in one of my Facebook posts, this will be the end of the escape room, this story, but we will see these characters again. The story will continue beyond the escape room. So if you're curious at all about the podcast, anything like that, I do have a Facebook group just titled Storytime with Shade, so you can search that up. But again, thank you so much for being here and listening. We'll see you next time. Until then, have a good one.